This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Time to talk to Tim Kawakami, SF Standard. Excited to have him today because, again, we've got big names and intel we need. Tim, thanks for coming on, man. How you been?
I'm doing just fine, Mark. How you doing?
We're doing great and appreciate having you. What is your take on what just went down with Deebo Samuel and the 49ers?
Yeah, I mean, you know, don't know that I knew this exactly was going to happen. I don't think he was going to come back to the 49ers at the salary that he was down for. I don't think the 49ers were too interested in that. My guess was that they were going to tell him, you got to come take a pay cut or, you know, that's okay. Then we move on from each other. I thought Deebo might think about it, and I guess he's not, is my read of the situation. And maybe Deebo was instigating himself. I'm not 100% sure exactly the details, how that conversation with Kyle Shanahan went at the end of the season. I think the 49ers would still like to have him on the team, but at a different number. We saw what happened to Eric Armstead last year. Kyle Juszczyk, Eric Armstead was told, take a pay cut or you're cut. He said, okay, cut me. Kyle Juszczyk was told the same thing, and they figured out a way for him to take a pay cut and stay. That's usually how they do this. I would be surprised if it went really differently with Deebo, who is one of Kyle Shanahan's favorite players. I'm probably still is. And maybe Deebo, you know, my thought was he's getting out ahead of this. Like, okay, this is not going to work at the current price. I can go get it somewhere else. Trade me to a place. Now, I don't know what that trade is going to be because it is not new. In the 49ers, they don't go all of a sudden, oh my God, we have to start exploring trades for Deebo Samuel. They've been exploring trades for Deebo Samuel for like 4 years now. And they just have never gotten the right offer that could, you know, make them feel that they would get the value back at, you know, knowing that they could keep negotiating with him on the contract. I don't know what they're going to get offered. You know, I think they'd want a fourth or a third. I don't know that they're going to get that. The price tag is high. The acquiring team probably doesn't want to pay him what his current salary is. They would probably have to negotiate a new deal with him. That's where, you know, the permission that Torrey Dandy's agent has to talk to other teams. I'm sure they're talking about what the compensation would be with them on the new team. All these trades for big name players having contractual issues means you got to give them a new contract if you trade for them. So I think all this is up in the air. Maybe it's a little quicker than I thought it was going to be. But also Deebo's a proud player. You know, he's feels like he can go out there and have another great big year. He had a very bad year this season. And so I think the 49ers being realistic, in their contract that they signed 2 years ago, a three-year extension, that is not going to be a three-year extension, it's going to be 2 years, kind of built that in that they could get out of it. And so all this has kind of been playing out for the last year or so. Knowing that he's one of Kyle's favorite players, I said on my podcast yesterday, I'll say it, I've heard for a few weeks now that 49ers weren't unhappy with Deebo's weight at the end of the season. Now, he'd gotten hurt. Some of this happens, but they were not happy. And we saw it. He did not have the explosion. He was not bouncing off of people. He was not running through the defense like he'd done at least 2-3 years ago. It's just the reality of the way things develop. And I think at this point, he probably will not be a 49er, but there's still a chance he could still remain a 49er. I don't think that's the way this is headed, but they got to figure out what a good trade would be. And is it a 6-round pick? Are they going to? I don't know. These things have to be decided by what the trade market is, by what teams want to pay Debo, what the 49ers will accept. That's a lot of things up in the air right now.
And how much does the Ayuk injury complicate this? Because if Ayuk's out till October, let's just say, and Debo is on another team, what do you do at wide receiver?
It's a good question. I think they must have, in some way, have another plan. I think the discussion with Debo and Kyle Shanahan is that, okay, you don't want to pay me enough. I want to be traded. I think the 49ers are just kind of, that's a separate thing. I understand the depth chart. They do not have it. They have Juwan Jennings. They have Ricky Pearsall. They have Jacob Cowing. That's not a great set of receivers at the moment. You know, you don't know if they're healthy. You don't know where this all will fit with the passing game. I just think Debo's on the, I think the 49ers, some people in the 49ers office probably have been ready to trade Debo for a while now. And if he doesn't want to take less money, then they're not going to have him on the team anymore. I think that is generally what is happening above and beyond anything else that's going on. Maybe there's going to be a lot of receivers out there. I mean, I don't know if the 49ers would be in the market for what level, but I don't think they'd be a T. Higgins market team, but they could be on some receivers who are theoretically going to be available at some prices I think that they could be able to afford. We'll see. I just think it's separate. I think they could have traded Ayuk and Debo last year. Like I think there is a fatigue in the 49ers front office, not Kyle Shanahan, not John Lynch, other people in there, that they have to keep going through this and going through this. And they did not get to the Super Bowl last year. They did not get big production in the receivers. Now Ayuk was hurt, but they really didn't like going through what they went through with Ayuk. I think they could have traded both of them a year ago. So one being hurt might not affect the way they feel about the other one in the trade market right now. I don't want to get aggregated for that. I probably will, but I just don't think the Debo thing is specifically tied to any other thing the 49ers are going through at receiver. I think both sides are kind of ready to not be in business with each other.
We're working on putting that quote together right now in a way that really blows your social media up as much as possible.
I always love that, as you guys know. I always love that.
We're here for you.
Tim Calcami, SF Standard, is joining us. Hey, to what level do you think they'll get involved on Myles Garrett?
Yeah, I definitely will make calls. I mean, I don't know that they could sign him long term because, again, with these deals, it's never just acquiring the contract. It's acquiring the contract and then you got to redo something. I mean, McCaffrey kind of was the one where they really didn't have to redo it immediately because he was already at a big contract. I think Garrett would take the contract. I don't know if you can pay both your defensive end $35 million or so, but for 1 year, 2 years, maybe they can do it. Would Garrett be willing to take a shorter term deal? There's a lot of things. I think they love the talent. They always want to get involved with the talent. We've seen what the front four that dominates a game can do in a Super Bowl, specifically Patrick Mahomes. I think they're very eager to add any kind of elite talent, especially on defensive line. I think they're going to invest in defensive line in many different ways this offseason. Can they get Garrett? I don't know. The 11th pick is very enticing. It's a really good pick. The Browns, I don't think, would just do it for the 11, but 11 plus some other things. I don't think the 49ers would get in a bidding war. Okay, we'll give you another one and another one. They're not going to do that, but I think they're interested. I think they can fit him if you know, he's really anxious to come join the 49ers. He says he wants to win. There's a lot of things in play. There might be better, you know, situated teams for this than the 49ers, but they get involved with this. Remember, they thought they could trade for Khalil Mack way back when the Raiders were trading him. They get involved with these big names. They would love another, you know, somebody to book in with Bosa who would be at the top of the game. Just don't know that they're perfectly set up to do this. The 11th pick, though, that's a good start.
Yeah, pretty tantalizing. And, you know, you could send multiple first because that worked out in the past.
I mean, yeah.
It seems like it's something that they've done pretty well. Maybe not, Tim. I might be misremembering. Is yesterday a little bit of a wake-up call for John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, just watching the way Philadelphia was so dominant on both sides of the ball?
And the trenches, you mean, on the line of scrimmage? They were going to do that anyway. It's not like they're going to, oh, my God, wait a minute. If you have a good pass rush, that's really good. You know, they've always invested in defensive line. They just had a few misses. They've just kind of gotten a little bit worn down there, than much more than they thought they would have been. Javon Kinlaw, we know, didn't work out as a draft pick. Drake Jackson hasn't worked out of the draft pick. You know, Javon Hargrave didn't really work as a signing. You kind of got to redo some things. They're not looking at, you know, Patrick Mahomes getting, you know, beaten up by the Eagles defense and thinking, okay, now we got to go to the defensive line. They were always going to do that. I've heard that very definitively, that they're going to invest in defense. They feel like they have a lot of top-end offensive talent. We know some of it's been injured, but they feel they need to add more defensive playmakers, more pass rushers, more defensive tackles. And they're going to do that, although, you know, this is certainly a reinforcement of that. I think it's also a reinforcement that a really great defensive coordinator can make a big difference, and they're feeling that about Robert Saleh. They're certainly paying him enough. But I don't know that it would, like, they're not going into meetings saying, now let's go get some defensive linemen. That's what they would have done. Offensive line is another emphasis. You can see that obviously the Chiefs' offensive line broke down against what the Eagles were doing. 49ers don't really think about the offensive line that way. They would always think defensive line over offensive line. If there's a great offensive lineman for them at 11, they'll take them, but they're very picky, and I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's going to be a defensive lineman, kind of where this draft fits too. But yeah, I think big picture, they got to go, man, we could have beaten the Eagles, right? If things went right this year, they have beaten the Eagles. I think they would have felt very good about that, and their season just broke up in a way that they blew a chance that they could have won a Super Bowl, because they could have beat the Eagles, and if you could beat the Eagles, maybe you could beat the Chiefs. So in a large view, I think that's what they're thinking, but they were thinking that throughout the season. Like, they still think they've got a really good roster. I agree with them. They got a really good roster. You got to get the Purdy contract settled, which I think is on its way. You've got to figure out how to bolster that defensive line, be smart about adding to the offensive line, and see where you're at. I think they were thinking that, you know, throughout the season. It's just these injuries messed them up and some bad decisions, maybe the wrong defensive coordinator, wrong special teams coach. But, yeah, I think the Super Bowl kind of really reinforces that. Like, you know, the Eagles aren't a super team. They're really good. They're not the greatest team of all time. There was an opportunity there to come out of the NFC, and the 49ers completely messed it up.
Tim Kawakami with us. Tim, let's talk some Warriors. What do you know about the way the last 2 weeks sort of transpired? Like, how close were they to actually getting Kevin Durant? And how excited are they really deep down that it ended up being Jimmy Butler instead?
Yeah, I mean, they wanted Durant. I mean, that's very owner-driven, I would say. He loves Kevin Durant. I understand it. I didn't think they could put a deal together that would satisfy what Phoenix wanted, but apparently they came very close, or did. It came down to a conversation with Kevin Durant and Steph Curry, and Durant, I knew Durant would not want to come back here. I just don't feel like he doesn't want to go back to the Warriors. Maybe he changed his mind. I've thrown it out there, maybe in the offseason, but, you know, if he gets really, really tired of the Suns, but he doesn't want to see him kind of coming back with his tail between his legs. I've never thought that was going to happen. I know how much Joe Lacob wants him back, has wanted him back from the day that he left. I understand it. He's an incredible player, but it's just hard for me to see him. Oh, you know what? I was wrong for leaving. I really should have come back here, and I could only win championships if I'm with Steph Curry. That's not how Kevin thinks. It's just not. And you have to kind of understand that. They could have got him, and they could have got him against his will and said, hey, you know what? Just accept it. But they chose not to, which I respect. I don't think that would have been smart. And Jimmy Butler's a good move. Again, they did not have to give up Kuminga. I wrote that they should not trade for Butler like a month ago, but that's when the price was going to be Kuminga and Wiggins and the pick and something else. That's when, you know, before, you know what, two suspensions ago of Jimmy Butler, I don't know, two missed flights ago, whatever you want to go through all these things. They did pay him the extra year to try to make sure he's happy here. And there's a risk there. Obviously an older player has been injured, but he's everything that they needed. Now they're not a championship roster now, but, you know, when they talk about players who are stationary, who don't want to take the big shot, who can't attack a defense when the defense is all running at Steph, that's what Jimmy Butler does. And we saw that in that first game. Now we'll continue to see if it happens, and the Bulls are bad. But that's stuff that, again, fans get really mad at me when I name specific names, but that's not what Moses Moody does. It's not what Gary Payton II does. It's not what Draymond Green does. It's not what Kevon Looney does. It's not what Trayce Jackson-Davis does. It definitely wasn't what Dennis Schroeder was doing. They thought it would, and he did not do it. Butler does it. Like, you know he's going to do it. There's not going to be a scared adjustment period. He's not going to have to figure it out. He's smart enough to go, you know what, if I just do this screen for Steph, I'm going to be open because they're all going to run after Steph. They had not have players who do that and or can challenge the rim when they do that. How many times do they throw him in the middle and then the guy just has to fumble it because he can't finish? Jimmy Butler can finish, get fouled, all those things. So they are a better team. It's not, they didn't have to give him the extra year of the contract, like all these things because it got so bad in Miami. I think the Warriors got a pretty decent deal on this. It's risky because Jimmy Butler can blow up at any time, but I think he's going to be highly motivated, at least for this season, maybe going into next season, then we'll see if he wants another contract. But I think this is a feel-good move for them for the right now. It's exactly what Steph Curry needs. It's exactly what he's been talking about. Don't go crazy. Don't give up anything. I don't want this team to be horrendous in 2 years or 3 years, but I want to play meaningful games. And I think that's exactly what they've set up for the rest of this season when it was getting close to non-meaningful, and for next season and maybe the season after that.
So as you look at them slotted in the West with Anthony Davis now out for a month, and you've got, you know, Sacramento maybe ready to take a step back and Phoenix in a certain amount of turmoil, is it far-fetched for you to think that this team could climb up into the upper reaches of the play-in and maybe even be a top six seed?
Yeah, I think it's possible. You know, I don't want to sound over optimistic, but there's a bunch stuff group there. I don't think they're going to get six. Minnesota's playing a lot better. Lakers are just playing good, and that's before Luka's debut tonight. But seven, I think, is there. Now, you know, that's still play-in, but you're playing at home. You just have to win once, and then you get to be matched up against a two seed, not the one seed in the first round. They certainly won't be favorites against Memphis or Houston or whoever it's going to be, but you give them a shot. Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry against a young playoff team, you give them a shot. And, you know, I think that's there for them. They have to play a lot better than they played in the last few months, but I think they're set up to. Can they get to six? Can they get to 46 wins and the seven seed? Yes. The six seed might take more than that. It's going to be a little harder. Seven seed, I think, would be a success for them. And then win that game at home. You're not getting on a flight and then have to fly elsewhere. Win that game, play the two seed, see what's up. See what Memphis has. They've beaten Memphis before as a two, when Memphis was a two seed. So I just think they've kind of put themselves in the conversation. And that's about, you know, if they had gotten Durant, maybe you can start thinking about being the top four team. They didn't get him. And Jimmy Butler was, as the source told me, he's the next best guy available, and they got him. And they were very...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Intent on getting him. Keeps the conversation alive. Keeps Steph engaged. Keeps Draymond engaged. These are important things as it runs out. Are they going to win a title? I don't think so this year, but you can see them having a road to some very interesting games come April and May. And then look, another move or two, they do have optionability, as has been pointed out to me. They can move some other guys. They still have Kuminga on the roster. And then next season, we'll see what they do. And then one more season after that, all the contracts expire and they'll have a lot of money to spend. Now, this is a long way to go, look in the future, but it's not like they've taken off all their options. They still have some options, and they're going to be more interesting for the next, you know, let's say 2 years. And that's a pretty decent outcome. It's from where they were, from what it was looking at. That's a pretty interesting way to make sure that we're still talking about them in 2 weeks, in 4 weeks, in 10 weeks, in 2 years. And they were in jeopardy of possibly sliding out of that conversation.
No doubt they were. A big episode of the TK Show, of course, part of the Odyssey Network that just dropped this morning. You did a sit down with Steph Curry. And Tim, I wonder, what did you really gather about his current state of mind with regard to right, the organization, the future, all of that?
Yeah, we did the interview the night before the Butler trade.
Okay.
But I think it's very clear in his voice why the Warriors would want to do the Butler trade. I'll put it that way. I went back and listened to it after the trade, and it was really clear. Now, I think I suspect it was pretty soon after he'd had the conversation with Durant and heard that Durant wasn't going to come to the Warriors. So you can kind of hear that in his voice, too. You can't. You know, I think you just can't wave a magic wand. It's not fantasy basketball. But also, you can be practical. You can be reasonable. You don't have to make the home run move because that's not available. You make the good move and be competitive. Play meaningful basketball. That's I got out of this conversation was he's not there jumping and screaming and saying my legacy is being tarnished. Get me out of here. That's not Steph Curry. That's never going to be Steph Curry unless things get really bad. But there's a trust between him and Warriors management and him that they can get through this rationally and not neurotically and understand that it's going to be ebbs and flows and understand that they've won here and they can win again, theoretically, if you make smart moves. And that the Jimmy Butler move, if it's the right one, they'll do it. They're not going to back away from paying him another $56 million, which they're committing to. They're not going to back away from trading for a protected first-round pick, but they're going to keep Kuminga, and they're going to keep their other picks, and they're going to keep the ability to go do something, if possible, in July. And they're going to do it again in July after that. And I think that comes through. You know, it's just the rational understanding Steph Curry, as he knows, he does not have a ton of time left, but talks about what he wants the end to look like for him. He's willing to have that conversation now. And it's all there. And it really, as I went back to it, maybe I'm just trying to think about, hey, this really was a great interview. But I went back and listened to it. Man, if you wanted to know why the Warriors handled the deadline like they did, just listen to the tone of Steph Curry's voice and what he's saying on this in these 21 minutes. I was convinced, at least, and I was the one sitting there across from him.
Yeah, and the unbelievable part now going forward is Kuminga. Do you think they're going to be able to keep Kuminga at a price that will be team friendly but also amenable to JK?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's what negotiations are for. Yeah. I think there's confidence in the Warriors that they can do it. I don't know what the price tag is going to be. They can do it and stay under the second apron, possibly, if they move some other things. I think they want him. I think they've seen a lot of growth from him. We'll see how the season ends. We'll see how he does in the postseason. But I think he's pretty happy about being on this team. I think he loves being with Jimmy Butler. I think he understands that he can pattern some of his game. Like, is there a better player in the league for John Kuminga, given a skill set, to model himself after than Jimmy Butler? Like, that's like just about perfect. And so I think, again, can they trade him? Yes. Might they trade him? We'll see. That's what they would use to trade to get somebody big. But I think the intent at the moment is to keep Kuminga, and the relief is that they can make a big move and they did not have to put Kuminga in there. It's tough to value him now anyway. He's hurt. He hasn't played a ton in, you know, in his four seasons. You see the value, you see the skills. Can't quite figure out exactly where he would fit on this roster for the long term, but you want him. And I think, you know, if it's $33, $34 million a year, if it's a little less, a little more, I think the Warriors at some point are at peace with paying that price. Now we'll see if Kuminga wants to pay that, you know, wants that to be the number. Does he want it to be more? I just don't think it's going to get to a point where he's like, get me out of here. I don't see that happening. And I don't see the Warriors going, we don't want this guy anymore. It seems to be on a path where, you know, they're sharing a view of what this could look like and what he means to them. Doesn't mean, again, that they won't trade him or he might see something, you know, better off into the distance. But I'm saying it feels like they can find a middle ground. And then, you know, listen, they could sign him and then trade him in a year, right? That could happen. But I think he's got the value to them, and they've got sort of got the salary slot that you want him on this team, and you want to see what it looks like with him and Jimmy Butler and Steph and Draymond, and just kind of play it out for a little while. And I, the fact that they kept them out of any trades, they would have put him in the Durant trade, obviously, but they kept them out of any other trade, I think, was pretty important to them. I think that means they're thinking that he's going to be on the team after this season.
Tim, great stuff. Really informative. Thank you so much for hopping on for a few.
You got it, guys.
Okay, there he goes. Tim Kawakami, SF Standard. The TK Show is part of the Odyssey Network, and it just dropped. It's Tim and Steph Curry.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.